Were you one of those performers, Billy, who just ran to the stage with excitement, or did you stumble up to the stage dreading it?
Well, I did the dreading thing in the dressing room, and the walk from the side of the stage to the microphone, I changed and got to like it. It was a remarkable thing. I've often phoned home and saying, I can't go on, I've got no ideas, I don't know what to say. And make my family feel terrible and then walk on and have the time of my life. It's very weird.
It is weird, but
you... walk from the wings to the microphone, it changed completely.
And you transform into somebody comfortable and in charge and on fire.
Absolutely. Your voice gets a kind of, changes pitch. And it sort of goes up a little notch. And the atmosphere that the audience gives you enables you to start and go on with it. It's a remarkable thing.
The way you speak, it reminds me of a friend of ours who's quite shy to meet in real life. And as soon as he goes on stage, it's like he's transformed. I'm talking about Christy Moore.
Oh, yeah. Christy's a great example of that. Tommy Tiernan is the same. He's a quiet, nice, wise guy, and then when he goes on stage, he becomes this crazy animal.
Did you find you were a better performer when you were drinking?
No. I didn't find much change in my performance from when I stopped drinking, because I never drank before going on stage. Always after. I finished very bravely, but drink into the night. So it didn't really affect the way I did my show.
And do you miss it?
My wife would disagree with that.
Yeah, I'm sure she would. I'll talk to her. We spoke to her once before. We might do that again and compare notes. But do you miss that, Billy? Do you miss the stage, the light on you, the microphone, the storytelling in that sense?
I don't yet. I don't have any pangs at all. I don't miss it. I kind of miss the travelling and being in different towns and wandering around. I used to love wandering around people's towns before going on stage at night.
Mm.
I miss that.